The Napoleonic Era, Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Concern among Napoleon's companions. When Baron Gourgaud returned from the HMS Slaney, surprise at his unexpected appearance was quickly replaced by concerns when he duly reported, first of all, that he had not been permitted to land when he arrived, and secondly, he still had Napoleon's letters that were meant to go to the Prince Regent. Now, Captain Sartorius did take a copy ashore. So why had Gourgaud not been allowed to land and go to London? How were Napoleon and his companions to be considered? Were they prisoners? What was to happen to them? When Captain Maitland was asked, he could only tell them that he had been ordered that all unauthorized communications to and from the ship was forbidden, and that he himself was waiting for further orders. Well, they brought on board English newspapers. That only further increased the French entourage's alarm. Now, the two most hostile newspapers were the Courier and the Times. The Courier called Napoleon, quote, the disturber and scourge of the human race, and referred to his enormous crimes. The Times characterized him as the ex-rebel and a man who has committed every species of crime in one country. It spoke of his guilty career and stated that his propensity for mischief will continue as long as he has life. So, here's an excerpt from the Courier. The Courier termed Napoleon's surrender as an advantage whose importance could not be duly appreciated. Without contemplating the possible, nay, probable consequences of his having been able to secret himself or to escape, had he got to America, he would have treated it as a chimerical speculation that he might have attained great sway in the United States, or that he might have procured vast influence in those provinces of South America which are now in arms against Spain. Would Turkey, had he escaped thither, have opened no field for the mind of a man possessed with such military talents as Bonaparte? Might not the Turks have been eager to revenge themselves upon Russia? Had he been able to secret himself for a time, might not even France herself have again opened him the road to preeminence and power? All these chances are at an end. All these apprehensions are now idle. But it is by weighing these things, by considering the danger that might have occurred had he escaped, that we are able to feel and appreciate the full value of his having surrendered himself to us. Well, that's it. The speculation in the Courier is quite interesting. That he was going to perhaps seduce the United States or, you know, get in league with the revolting states in South America. I love the Turkish one. The Turkish one is really good. That, you know, got the evil Turk over here, and we've got the United States and others. But, you know, the Times is a little more interesting. So let me read you the excerpts from the Times that they had originally read for the first time. The Times flatly stated, deliver him up to the justice of an injured sovereign and of a country which he has involved in every species of ruin. We confess indeed that we are not content with Monsieur Bonifax for not following him on board this British ship and demanding his person in the name of the most Christian majesty, the ally of Great Britain. However, as he is to come here, we should propose before his surrender that a commission be appointed to interrogate him as the murderer of Captain Wright. And this answers upon the subject and others of a similar nature will no doubt, in addition to the imperfect retributions which his wretched body owes France, give us the power of demanding satisfaction upon the delinquent from the sovereign of that country. The blood of the murdered palm of Nuremberg must also cry out for justice against him. Now, the mention of this Captain Wright, that's an English naval officer who was captured and accused of disembarking in France several conspirators that were bent on assassinating Napoleon. And he died in a Paris prison with his throat cut. The French government stated that he had committed suicide, but the English believed that he had been murdered. And the reference to the Palm, who published an anonymous pamphlet attacking Napoleon and the conduct of the French army in Germany, was arrested by the order of Napoleon and tried by a military court and shot. The Palm is an example that I talked about before, that you have private individuals who create their own newspaper and then sell them. So you can see that they've been treated very well by Captain Maitland, but the newspapers are screaming for bloody murder here. Now, the Courier reported a rumor that Napoleon was likely to be sent to Dumbarton Castle, which was located on a projecting rock between two valleys on the River Clyde, between Glasgow and Greenock, a spot extremely beautiful in its situation, as it overlooked a delightful countryside, but from which escape would be next to impossible. It also reported that he might be sent to St. Helena, where a regiment of English troops would be stationed to watch him. But the paper actually dismissed that idea. And the Tower of London was also mentioned. So you can imagine Captain Maitland was bombarded with questions. He later wrote that they protested the arbitrary and injustice that the British government was contemplating, as if I had been one of His Majesty's ministers and had influence in determining their future destination. However, that was his entourage. Napoleon really wasn't too concerned about it. He was used to press hyperbole, and so he was going to go on what was going to take place. And we'll look at that, the so-called welcome to England, next time. Now, the sources for this are Napoleon, of the Napoleon in Exiles, The 50 Days of Napoleon in England by Duhamel, Napoleon After Waterloo by Thornton, and Napoleon St. Helena by Gilbert Martineau. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.